Andy, where's the wireless mic? One, two, one, two. Right. Thanks for coming out, everybody.
Thank you.
Good to see all these internet strangers in one place.
It is.
I didn't hear about any planes crashing on the news, so I assume we all made it safe.
Yes.
Y'all check for that now.
Y'all did some traveling. Y'all, for those of you streaming, they did some traveling. We talk about Florida, California, y'all was like, I'm going to show up, and we thank every single one of y'all.
Yes. Nobody from out of the country, but I think that's against the law now. So.
Sorry, Wanga.
It's not y'all fault. Well, we're in for a good time.
Mm-hmm.
The idea for the show, you know, I'm going to keep it a secret. Before we start the show, we got somebody that we love dearly. Somebody that we saw was down on his last leg of comedy. Just like a sick kid in a hospital. And we said, you know what? This brother is funny, okay? He's got the best Trump impression I've ever seen in my life.
Yes, he does.
Shout out to Chris Lamberth, who opened for us the first time we did a live show.
Mm-hmm.
He connected us with JL Covan.
He did.
Who I would say is a friend now. And I don't know how he would say it. Probably say I kept this comedy alive too long,
yes.
And now it's on life support.
He'd been trying to stab it and kill it. I'd be like, no, don't let it die, JL.
Well, he's going to come out and give you some of his comedy stylings, and then we will come back. And we'll start the podcast, and I'll reveal to y'all what it's going to be. Well, all of y'all that aren't behind a paywall, the rich people already know. The real ones. But the rest of y'all are in for a treat. All right, let me put my mic up. You put your mic over there. JL Covan. Karen, you give your mic to JL.
Thank you. Wow, thank you so much. All right. Thank you. Remember, because he said, anyway, he's making a joke. Let me just, I got to time this. He said, don't do more than 90 minutes. Perfect. There we go. Very happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Charlotte, and everybody who came out. How about Rod and Karen? How about Rod and Karen? I was supposed to quit comedy 10 years ago. I had no fans. And then he started having me on his show, and then his fans became my fans. And that convinced me that I should keep going. And then I meet my other fans, and I said, definitely should have quit. So I thank you. You guys are great. But good to be in Charlotte. Charlotte's a black city. I think it feels black. And the reason I say that is when I got off the train, it was me, a bunch of black people getting off the train. And in the train station, there was just one homeless white lady. And I said, that's a powerful black city right there. I thought it was a little much when everybody was like stepping over her, like Allen Iverson over Tyronn Lue. I thought that was excessive. It was sort of rough enough, but you know, I did it too, because when in Rome, you gotta. But for those who don't know, although you're obviously all fans of the show, I'm biracial, which is really a mind fuck that I'm at my whitest looking in Black History Month. Like, at the end of winter is when I look least convincingly biracial. It's just like, Adam Sandler got big. But, you know, and it's I feel bad because old black men have started calling me sir. Yeah, it feels, I'm like, do not, please don't. What happened to young fella? Like, am I giving off angry racist cop face? Don't call me sir, please. It was good on the train. A guy called me sir, older black man called me sir, but then he was calling everybody sir and ma'am, and I said, thank God, military, okay. I'm not giving off racist vibes. But is Charlotte expensive? Because I'm from New York City, so it's a relative question. Okay. but I got to my hotel last night, and I just I got in at like 10:30 because some of you may be familiar with the JL Jinx, but I was on a train, and about 2 hours from Charlotte, a truck crashed into a bridge that our train was supposed to go over, so I was delayed because they had to make sure the train... Basically, my comedy career is like the movie Final Destination. And but I got in, everything was closed, so I just went to the hotel snack bar. I grabbed a Snickers, ice cream Snickers bar, and a small bottle of water. $11. And I said, I have been in Hampton Inns across this country. How dare you charge this much? So then, after breakfast today, I need to get some water for my hotel room, so I found Harris Teeter. That was the closest place. Yeah, we like Harris Teeter. I bought a pint of blueberries for $7. I said, what in the name of a New York City Whole Foods is this shit? How dare you? One of the joys of being a New Yorker and going to smaller cities is like feeling like a king. Like, I'll have all the blueberries. And I was like, actually, I'll have one pint, and I guess I have to charge it because I didn't hit up an ATM before buying one snack at your incredibly expensive store. How dare you? But I snack a lot, unfortunately. I emotionally eat. I've been very emotional the last couple of years. But in my 20s, just a small confession, I cheated a little bit in relationships. I know. Just a little bit. Misdemeanor, mostly. But I'm 45 now, so it's... Oh, cool. I guess my cheating has sound effects. Wow, that was pretty cool. I was sexier back then, so that's maybe they were like, let's conjure up a flashback to when JL had the arm veins and was just like, I can't help it, they all want me. Now I'm a miserable middle-aged fuck. But I used to cheat like the bad way, and now I just cheat with snacks. And if I can explain, my long-term girlfriend is afraid that I'm gonna get diabetes, and you see the size of me. She's 5'3". If I lose a foot, like Big Baller Brand, she doesn't have the strength or the stature to support me in any way. So she's doing, I think, largely out of self-preservation. But so what I do is, I still snack, but I like bury the wrappers in the trash, which that's a sign you have a problem. Like, oops, shouldn't have gotten this. Oh well, only a psycho would look for my wrappers the way I psychotically am hiding them. There's only one psycho in this house. Because, you know, at 45, you don't want your girlfriend reaching into the trash and going, what is this Magnum wrapper doing here? And you're like, well, I like ice cream. I knew that one would work. All new material, folks. That is all new. It's called genius. I want to quit comedy, but the Lord keeps using me as his instrument for humor. That was one of my favorite things. I remember hearing Deion Sanders many years ago. I think he had become a born-again Christian for like a week. I remember him just saying, it was such a fun way to hear somebody brag in an acceptable way. You know, well, yeah, I used to get with the ladies,
drive fast cars, do cocaine, but then I found the Lord.
Oh, okay, phew. You sound like you were just bragging about an awesome life, but you're actually being very humble, because at the end of that story, it's actually a spiritual journey and not just a list of cool stuff you're bragging about. But my girlfriend, she has a very large chest. And, yeah. And I bring that up. I don't know the appropriate way to say that. I want to seem classy. I don't want to say big old titties. But my problem is, see, my girlfriend she's a kind of reserved woman. So it's like, you know, I think, and I get it, ladies, nobody wants to get, like, every dude leering at you. So, you know, in the right moments you do, but, like, you don't want to just walk down the street. Men are pigs, I get it. But she's a little too far with it. I'm like, but what about me? Like, because I sometimes feel like she's like the tit version of Tim Duncan, where it's like you got all this talent that you just carry around very humbly. Like, you're not even really enjoying it. I'm not saying you got to show off every play, rip open the jersey like this, but like a little bit more than Tim Duncan, right? Like somewhere, like, whoever celebrated more than Tim Duncan. Because right now, you don't have to play the game the right way all the time. So, I don't know where I'm going with that, but the problem is a Tim Duncan reference. Everybody is now in like an information bubble. I have like 3 more years till people just stare at me going, I don't know who Tim Duncan is. It's like, he's a Hall of Famer and incredibly boring. Oh, well, should have picked somebody else then. But I have run into trouble dating white women sometimes. I dated one woman who I think wanted to use me as her, like, Plessy versus Ferguson test case. Let me finish. For saying the N-word in rap songs. No, she didn't say it because I gave her a stern enough look, but I was offended that I even had to check her because it was juicy. I think we all know that by Biggie. I'm pretty sure more white people have said the N-word to that song than any other song because it's just so critical to the chorus. But, you know, Biggie, if you don't know, now you know. Thank you. And as you can tell, I'm not comfortable saying it. And I've been given, you know, legal rights to say it. I just, like, I have, as I've joked before, like, if there was a court case to determine whether I was allowed to say it, sure. But that song was playing, and then she got to that part, and she just looked at me. And I was like, lady, we're only going to be dating a few more months. But what are you thinking looking at me? I am the last person in the entire community that is known as the black community who could give permission. I'm on a probationary basis at best with that word. So you're not going to use me and then work your way through the color palette. It's like, okay, well, now I need to find an Obama-type guy and sing it in front of him. And then when I've passed that, Wesley Snipes, here I come. So, thank you. But I think I have a place of light privilege that I look for. Somebody caught the pun there. Thank you. I get to see, in a weird way, more racism than probably almost anybody in this room. Because they're just like, oh, that giant Italian guy, he should be. He's probably more racist than us. But it also gives me a perspective to examine certain things, and I think there are still industries that, you know, if we just look at, you can see the sort of racist history right in front of us. DJing is something that comes to mind. Now, I'm not talking, obviously there's DJs of all races, but like a lot of industries, I'm talking about the dudes that make like $40 million a week in Las Vegas. They're all like middle-aged white European dudes. And I'm like, DJing has only been around like 40 years. How did it make such a rapid, how was there such rapid degentrification? I feel like Mike Kaplan with that pun. Look at that.
The DJ.
But yeah, because I watched this documentary on Peacock on Run DMC, and they were going through their early years, and Jam Master Jay was actually not their original DJ. They had a DJ before him, and then he got a job with the U.S. Postal Service. And that's really why I keep doing comedy. Because every time I have a job interview, I'm like, but what if this is the Postal Service job? And like, next month, my shit pops off. And that's what happened to him. He took a, you know, he was like, I don't know about this DJ shit. I gotta get a good job with some benefits. And then a year later, he was most likely delivering Run DMC CDs and tapes to people. He most likely went very violent after that, and I think that's where we got the term go postal. But watching it, all I could think was, like, DJing, like so many other things in this country's history, was like an art form born in the Bronx, literally on the backs of like black men just dragging giant equipment to parties, literally like creating an art form, not even knowing what it would be, but just like the creativity, the hustle, the literal labor. And I was like, how in 40 years do we get to European dudes in Vegas like hitting an iPad, like a MacBook going, let's go! Like somewhere in that 40-year history, somebody, Ken Burns, someone has to, Questlove, maybe Ken Burns and Questlove can get together and be like, the week DJing went racist. You know, because it's just, and then all of a sudden it's like the 90s and some like teenager in Europe with a trust fund is like, mommy, daddy, I want to be cool like the black dudes. Okay, what do you want? I want to be a DJ. Okay. But I don't want to use these big tables. I don't have all that muscle, bro. What can we do? Let's put it on computers. Okay. No, but not just like some PC crap that anybody can afford. Let's do it on the most expensive computers. Mac. And then that just isolates more and more people until you're just some 40-year-old billionaire in Vegas going, here is my new song for George Floyd. I'm going to fuck some groupies. Enjoy my computer, bro. Just a thought. Just a thought. Oh, man, I'm running out of time. Thank goodness. So much genius there left unspoken tonight. How sad. I'll try to force it into the podcast. That's funny, Rod. You haven't asked me about how much I like hockey. But I will say, I don't want to bring the show down, but obviously, and I do, can I confess something to you guys before I close my set out? I like being biracial. But sometimes I'm jealous of the Vanilla Kings. Instead of like caramel, you should already be on our side. Because when I just remember seeing everybody swoon over Chris Pine at the Oscars that year, just during John Legend and Common. He did a glory tear. And all of Twitter was like, oh my God, my Vanilla King. I was like, I'll cry. You're not supposed to cry. You're supposed to be a strong half black man. All right. But today was a low day even for Trump. I thought it was low even as his standards. It was like the worst. He was just insulting Zelensky in the White House today. And it was gross, and it made me very angry, and I spent, like, the afternoon being angry, and I said, well, now I'm going to make it funny. Because to me, I thought, like, watching him and Musk, we are living through, you know, considering how much everybody loves Marvel movies, it's amazing that we don't see the Marvel movie unfolding in front of us. Like, the world's shittiest kingpin and his, like, his weird tech sidekick, you know, just, so we're going to take over the world. That's right. We're going to take it, excuse me, we're going to take over the world. That's what we're going to do. We're going to fire everybody, and we're going to create chaos. The only difference is bad guys in movies think, like, the point is chaos. Like, they're like, we're going to ruin everything. And he's like, no, no, after the chaos, everything will be okay. That's where the stupidity comes in. No, no, we do chaos, people die, and people lose their jobs, and everything goes wrong. And then it gets good. And he's like, and my evil special, I'll give credit to Elon Musk. In too many movies like Forrest Gump and stuff, they make the special needs person all pure and good. Like, oh, he's got a heart of gold. He's such a good, he has radio with Cuba Gooding Jr. He's so good. What Elon does is he's finally shown, no, sometimes underneath their ticks is a piece of shit.
Yeah, we like Trump. We like Trump.
He kind of jumps. He jumps like one of the Planet of the Apes characters from the, like,
oh, Trump. I like Trump. Yes, I'm Dark Mago. So basically I'm Dark Mago. I'm Dark Mago, which is, like, not a black thing, though. It's, you know, because I'm from South Africa, so I don't really like them. But now we're going to fire everybody, and, you know, then we... So basically, we're just going to be... we're going to fire people, and then everything will be okay, right, Mr. President?
Yes, it'll be okay. We call him Autastic. That's his... that's his superhero name. That's his super guy. Very special. Excuse me. He's a very special... He's a special guy. We like him.
And that's why... I said to Rod, I said, I've got some mean jokes, and your fans are so nice. And, oh, no, I said to Karen, and Karen said, you've been on the show. They know you. It's like, thank you, Karen. Thank you for that pep talk. But you need a hero in the stupid Marvel movie, which is why I, of course, think, you know, John Bernthal, the Punisher, should come and break shit up, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you think, what? You think you can come in here with Tesla autism and you're going to take over here? No, no. Because what I... Hey. You're going to give these people their jobs back. Or else I'm going to murder every single one of you. And I'll blow up your Tesla.
Hey, you guys have been fantastic. Oh, thank you. And now, really, a great honor. You guys, in all kidding aside, you guys have been, you know, probably the most significant group of people in keeping me in comedy. All jokes aside, anything good I've done is because when my career felt like it was really over, not just over like I say every 6 weeks, they gave me an avenue to maybe the greatest fan base in the country. So thank you. And without further ado, Rod and Karen!
Y'all give it up for JL Cobain. Half blackface, half amazing. Let me put this mic down, we get the show started.
Test.
technical difficulties. Oh, man. Whew. That was funny.
Yes.
None of you believe me. I told you he was funny. How many years? This is the whole purpose of the show. All right. You ready to start?
Yes.
All right. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Blackout Tips podcast. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are live.
Yes, live we are.
Liver than ever. We are literally live. I'm not even recording this shit. If you didn't pay for this, I hope it works out for you. Hope that Zoom recording come through for you. We are live on a Friday in Black History Month.
Yep, might be the last one ever, y'all. Google said it's over, y'all. It's over for you Negroes. Stop all this celebrating.
The final Black History and the final Black History Month recognized by the government. But that doesn't mean we don't keep celebrating.
Right.
I'm glad y'all made it. We had a nice run with Black History Month, though.
We went from a day to a week to a month.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure when Frederick Douglass and them started that shit, that was like 10 years, 12 pops before they take this one back. Oh, they want to add 3 more weeks. Of course, the official weapon of the show is...
folding chair. I told you, I have to think about that. Y'all, for those of you that don't be listening to me live, like every time, I jack it up. I got a good little streak going. I'll reset it soon, probably.
The unofficial sport.
Bullet ball.
A bullet ball extreme. That's right. And I actually want to, the show is sponsored, kind of, right? I want to thank all of you guys who came out. Mm-hmm. Paying fans, all the people on Zoom, out there in the, I don't know, the internet, with us in one browser and incest porn in the other. I don't know what you guys get into. I'm not judging you.
Judgment-free zone.
Shout out to them. But also, like, shout out to the Blumenthal. We've worked with this venue so many times.
Yes.
It's always been, like, very professional. They've always treated us well. Mm-hmm. Public resources, we love to see it. It's going away. this might be the last time for them, too. The Queen City Podcast Network, my man Balto, that's who's recording this, that's allowing us to beam outside to the universe all over the globe. And, of course, JL Covan. And shout out to our photographer, too, who's just been, you guys all met her, that was taking pictures and stuff. So the point being, it takes a collection of a lot of talented people to make something like this happen, even something that's small for others, but big for us.
Yes.
And I want to thank all those people before we get into the bullshit. All right. So I told you guys today's show is going to be different. We have 2 microphones on either end of the stage, all right? And today is going to be a viewer's choice episode. By what I mean, at different points, we'll call out to somebody, raise their hand, Karen or somebody will pick them, and then they'll come down to the mic, and they pick the next segment of the show. So it's up to you. If you like Guess the Race, if that's your game, that's your jam,
we'll play those. And you like White People News,
Black capitalism, fucking with Black people, who knows? I know when you guys are listening in your cars or at the gym or wherever, you guys are thinking like, oh man, they should have did this segment. Oh, they just gonna wrap the show up. It's only been 4 hours. They didn't even get to So this time you guys get to pick. If you wanna do 27 Guess the Races in a row, then we'll just fucking do that. You guys want to do Who News or White People News or Sword Ratchetness, whatever fucking order you guys want, that's what we're going to do. Fucking with Black people,
yeah,
come
that's
on.
That's a segment, too.
Shout out to my man Felt Five who's in the house.
Yes, did my theme song, yes.
Get them flowers.
Woo, so talented, yes, show him that love.
As a immensely talented brother.
Yes, he is.
Has made so many earworms.
Bops.
Whenever I have to edit the show, and I try to like play, I try to like edit it and go about my business the next week. All week I'm just like, if your lips ain't smacking, it ain't good.
Lip smacking good. That is my jam, dog. Just to let you know, I randomly sing it at the house for no reason. Ain't nothing. Who? Me. I'm the one. Me. I'm doing it.
So we got all of that for you guys as well. But we also have guests. Mm-hmm. We're not alone today. You know them. Some of you love them. Some of you... Some of you are like, well, how the fuck is this dude y'all friend?
Why do y'all even like him?
Y'all be letting him in y'all house and everything, huh? Y'all just don't care. But it's the homie, Justin. Justin, come on up,
come on,
man.
Come up, Justin.
Come on down. The sound effects work.
I like that
shirt.
I appreciate it. I was going to go up front, but I was worried I might fall. I don't know how JL did it the whole time. That's talent right there.
Yeah, he got a lot more to like work with. Like, you start losing balance up there, it's over for the first row.
Listen, I don't know. Y'all will catch me, right? I'm going to fall right there.
But first of all, thank you, Justin, for being here. You're always here. You want to move the mic down? Untwist it, pull it down. Yeah, left to loose, right to tight. Correct. There you go. Then tighten it back up. There you go. Thank you for being here, man. You know, it's always fun. I feel like unofficially, you're the third member of the crew. You know, mm-hmm. You like Fife Dog, Q-Tip, and then that one nigga that everybody's like, what he do? I think it was Jerobe. like what Jerobe do?
Get
I don't know.
Bag.
Probably
get
keep niggas
bag.
Off them. Leave my little nerd homies alone. All right. You in the crew. But we appreciate you coming, man.
We
and,
do.
Thank you for being here. And, of course, we want to bring back many-time guests of the show, comedian, actor of stage and screen, J.L. Covan. All right, so, JL, you killed it.
Mm-hmm.
It was everything I was hoping it would be. I hope we keep your career going another 6 months.
No, one good show is extends it 8 months
okay.
of misery. So we should make it through 2025.
Great. I'll take it.
You love to see it. Now, let's go to the audience and get our, you know, our songs, I just realized I didn't pull up the songs. Let's get our segments. Oh, my God. What is going on? I shouldn't have got high before this. I remembered all this stuff at home, but now that I'm in front of people. But do I, though?
I'll never tell. We'll never tell. Mm-mm.
If everyone just takes a nibble, shit. Like Jesus and them fishes. Remember when he made them fish sandwiches? He was
that was a whole fish fry, man.
Oh man. Some of them
came from places where you know they had a nice trip on the way down. Why y'all didn't bring it with you?
First of all, how do we know that food in the Bible wasn't drug? Because niggas was seeing talking bushes. You know what I'm saying? Like he came down with tablets, the stone tablets. How you writing them tablets so fast? Then he lost like 10 of them.
Smoke it if you got it. That's what they said.
The commandments didn't even really sound right if you think about it. Like, don't be having sex with, you know what I'm saying, people you're not supposed to be having sex with, like your neighbor's wife. But don't steal. Also, stop talking to your mama and daddy like that. It's like,
all up in my business. Gee, what's happening here, Jesus?
Came up with these rules. All right, let's get our first person to step forward as I try to find these beats to this thing. Why am I not finding the beats? Oh, that's because it's in segments. Live podcasting, everyone. All right, yeah, so let's get our first person. Karen, raise your hand if you'd like to pick the next segment. Karen, you select someone, and then they come to the microphone, and they pick a segment. There you go.
Can they
raise your hand if you want to pick the next segment.
Can y'all lift the lights? Because I can't see the back of the house. Okay.
I can't see nobody.
She raised her hand.
Okay, come on up. Come on. Let's go.
Thank you.
Okay, let me get this down low. All right. Can we have white people news first?
White people news. All right. Pull up this music. Everyone cross their fingers. I hope it works.
White people news. We're bringing excited to the barbecue. We fight deep on the night. For the lunatic. The sun and the heart. All the microwaves in it.
Yeah.
It's all the right. Clapping off beat for me.
You got to clap that one on the ones and threes. All right. Let's start with some nice white people news. Keira Knightley. I believe JL, she's an actress, right?
Pirates of the Caribbean, among many others.
Okay.
Boom, called it. I be knowing these white people every once in a while.
I can't tell
them apart, but I know the names. Keira Knightley cut an elegant figure in a strapless white dress as she led the stars at the Todd's show. That's some elite whiteness. I've never heard of the Todd's. And it's like a possessive. Who the fuck is Todd? JL? No?
No, that's beyond even my considerable knowledge.
Did he really bring you up here to be our expert?
Hey, you know what? You know what makes white?
Can I phone a Chris Lambert?
You know what makes being white so dope? That dude is just named Todd. I bet you there's nothing special about him. It's just like, this is my fashion show at Fashion Week. How you get this? I'm Todd. Fuck you mean how I got this. Yeah, Todd showed during Milan Fashion Week on Friday. The Black Doves actress. What's the Black Doves?
Child, you know better than me.
You said this was white people news.
Yeah. Sound like a Prince cover band or something. The Black Doves actress, 39, looked radiant in the stunning gown, which featured a corset-type top before flowing out into a skirt. She added inches to her height in a chunky pair of black heels and toted around a matching clutch bag. Kiara wore her choppy brunette locks in a wavy style. And
I'm about to.
Okay. I'll show them in a second. I'm working magic over here. This is the theater of the mind.
My bad, y'all.
She had her choppy brunette locks in a wavy style and opted for a sultry palette makeup to elevate her natural beauty. The Love Actually star. Anyone? Okay, we're getting closer. That was like 10% of the black people that was like, I think
Pride
I know
and
that one.
Prejudice. That one. Pride and Prejudice as well.
Oh, I love Pride and Prejudice.
Okay, the number went up
the
to
Donald
40.
Trump story. No.
I think that's white pride and white prejudice. We had a board game in our writer's room for game theory. Take a drink. That's a shot. In that room, someone bought us a board game of Pride and Prejudice. None of us ever played it. It was very complicated. I don't know what the fuck it is. I've never read the book. But what I did love was that I came up with a jingle to sell the game. And it was Pride and Prejudice.
And for some reason, that is the funniest shit to me in that writer's room. We just spent like 3 months. Sometimes they just text me now. It's been 2 years. They just text me with a voice chat like, Pride and Prejudice. Make it wanna do right. Anyway. She was joined by Shanina Shaikh. That sounds like a black person name.
Yeah, it does.
Shanina Shaikh, who put on a racy display and flashed her side boob in a daring black dress.
Oh, not the side boob.
All right.
I gotta see it now.
Now everybody wanna see it, right?
We got side boob. Why not?
Yeah, I thought so. All right, well, I can show you guys like what I'm looking at for a second, and then we'll have to go back. But this is, hold on, there you go. The side boob is over here.
Yes, yeah, side boob.
Side boob is in the house, okay? She need to let y'all know in case y'all
side
forgot.
Side showed up.
In case y'all thought she was still fucking around. Now I don't know how to get this thing back. Let's see how I get this thing back on track over here. But yeah, so, you know, they was showing the side boob. They had to let y'all put y'all up on game. And also, the Australian model 34 showcased her incredible curves. We're grading on the curve. Doing a little too much. Doing a little too much, Daily Mail. You can't gentrify that shit. Showcase her incredible curves in a figure-hugging gown, which boasted a halter neck design. She slicked back her long tresses, back into a neat bun, and added a glowing makeup look before taking on the red carpet. Meanwhile, of course, you know Shanina, she threw on a gray blazer as she found her seat in the front row at the Fashion Week event. So it goes on like that for a while, white people being dressed in clothes. Now, we do have prizes. So you did come up. There's no rhyme or reason to the prizes.
Yeah, they random, y'all.
They're just random shit we bought on sale. That's a Marvel Advent calendar. Who would like to pick the next segment? Raise some hands. Karen, you pick some people. Okay, Justin, you want to pick? Go ahead.
Obviously, I'm going to go with...
Okay, yes. We love to see it.
Come on down.
She was going to save me if I was to fall. The rest of y'all was just going to look and laugh.
I'm so excited. Let her get a picture.
They try. Yes. Yes. Feed them on Instagram. They thirsty. They dying of thirst. On Instagram, she about to feed the multitude. Okay, what segment would you like?
Fucking with black people.
Fucking with black people.
Okay. But can we do the jingle though, like the quartet jingle?
Okay, you want the
barbershop
jingle. The barbershop. I got you. Here we go. Oh wait, no. Wait, that's not it. That's not it. Hold on. I meant this one.
Boom, boom. Hey, we're just fucking with them people because they black. We're just fucking with them people because they black. We're just fucking with them black people. We're just fucking with them blacks. We're just fucking with black people. Hey, do what?
The rhythm was a lot better for that one, I gotta say. Yeah.
All right. Fucking with black people. Hope you guys are ready. All right. Let's go with, God, they're all so bad. Paramount.
Okay, what Paramount do?
They make movies and TV shows and shit. Charge you $8 a month for two shows you're not watching.
Worst app of all the streaming apps by
it
a
is,
mile.
It
yes.
Is
crashes
it is so
all the time.
All yes. the time. It's the worst. It's like, how I'm going to get the How I'm gonna find out what's going on with Landman or whatever other white supremacist bullshit that dude Taylor Sheridan came up with. You can't trick me with Zoe Saldana, dog. He's like, Zoe Saldana killing brown people in another country. That's all right. I'm like, no, that's not progress, nigga. Anyway, Paramount Global, as it seeks FCC approval for its deal with Skydance Media, and amid a pending lawsuit filed by President Trump against CBS News. Yeah, I'm not a fan. I'm a, I think this room's picked a side, Karen.
I think they have to.
They're not open to all points of view. but yeah, so they said they're going to change some of its diversity, equity, and inclusion programs to comply with Trump administration's directive. I hate this bullshit.
Zoe Saldana is now out of the Taylor Sheridan universe. That's the one thing. That's the one person.
Next season of that show, Lioness, is going to be the white passing Latina as the lead. She's like, I told y'all I don't speak Spanish. What? In a memo to employees.
Hilaria Baldwin?
Oh, no.
How do you say no civil rights?
Onions? Oh, no, not no civil rights.
Paramount Plus?
Dude, you just know Alec Baldwin is railing her. That is the only reason. That man know she ain't Spanish. He know. Mm-mm. He know that's a regular white girl with an accent. And he's just like, nah, she just do yoga and it's cool. Don't ask no questions. Didn't I kill somebody? Ask me about that.
Oh, no.
Damn, everybody getting strays.
In a memo to employees Wednesday, Paramount's co-CEOs, oh, this is real name, George Cheeks.
What a name.
George Cheeks.
I think I might change my name.
I think I saw him in a scene with Cherokee the Ass one time. George Cheeks. Chris McCarthy and Brian Robbins cited Trump's administration's mandates as requiring changes in the way the company approaches inclusion moving forward. As a result, some of our policies must change to comply with these new mandates. Per the Paramount Plus co-CEO's memo obtained by Variety, the company will no longer set or use aspirational numerical goals related to the race, ethnicity, sex, or gender of hires. In addition, it has ended its policy of collecting race, ethnicity, sex, or gender data for U.S. job applicants on its forms and careers page, except in the markets where that's legally required per the memo. It's funny, too, because you know who's going to get hurt a lot by this is white people, because they start naming their kids after Game of Thrones characters and shit. It's going to be a lot of resumes on the ground. It's like, I don't think so. Dracarys?
Chad, Brad, and Deshaun, come here.
Apple, come on down.
Well, what they're trying to do with this, though, and that is that they're creating an environment where it's not illegal to want to have your workforce be diverse, but they're creating such a scare tactic that it's almost going to feel like it is. You know, because it's not illegal.
Right.
It's not like public education where you can say certain policies are this. It's a private company that wants to hire, to reach out to different people, different communities, create different programming. But they want to create a sort of chilling effect so that it has the same impact as if it were illegal.
Yeah, I've been saying for years at this point, I think everybody that does diversity initiatives just need to start lying. Just be like, I don't know why everybody black. It's crazy to me, too.
They the only people that applied. I don't know what to tell
you. That's just, I don't know. It's like we hired the best people and just everybody turned out to look like me. That's crazy. It's almost like some shit you would do. What are you suspecting me of? Why you looking through my phone?
Well, we could get jobs in HR, right?
Yeah.
Like, if we get jobs in HR, then you can just really... the name on this resume just speaks.
Right.
Not a good fit.
I just want to have all the power in the room, but I still want one white person in the room because I need someone to be offended. What was wrong with Sarah, Jessica, and Kelly's resumes? I don't know. I just like LaSharla, Shanice, and Qualaysha better. I'm sorry. I thought they had better features. I like the schools they go to, you know? Oh, they HBCUs? What does that mean? I just like them schools. I just like the mascots. All right, let's rate it 0 to 100. Karen, in intervals 25, 0 to 100 for how fucked would you feel by Paramount getting rid of DEI?
This is, I'm going to give this one 100.
I like that. Now that we got people in the audience, we get the second guesses.
This is how y'all be responding in the car. Like, I get to hear that line.
Damn, 100? Wow. She wow. Went soft. She's soft.
She ain't that mad.
This ain't the game I love. So 100 for what reason, Karen?
I give it 100 because it's one of those things when they put policies like this. Sometimes I wonder, are they getting rid of the policies because they don't want to deal with people coming at them because it's there? Because this is what I realized. A lot of these companies are just getting the shit off the books. And on the low, some of them, not all, will still do the policies, but they're either going to name it something else, phrase it something else, or either be like, don't send me no shit in Teams, don't send me no shit on email, I don't want nothing in writing, we're going to continue to do what we do.
How the fuck is hiring black people going to turn into like a drug deal? Look, nigga, no phones, no emails.
Don't call
me. Are you
me.
Taking notes? Are you taking notes in this meeting? Get the fuck out, boy.
Yeah, they're going to be like, don't bring your phone in here. Don't bring your laptop in here. We got to have a secret underground railroad meeting. No, thank you.
Direct deposit around the block.
So Karen's 100. Justin?
Actually, only 50.
Okay. Because light skin privilege or?
Actually, yes. That's exactly. I'm a mole. They sent me here. How many of y'all actually subscribe to them? Like, nobody uses. It's JL just told you it's trash. Like bye. Like now y'all can unsubscribe. They'll go away, and maybe
you know what, man?
Y'all will start watching Tubi like I do.
That's fine. You know what? That's valid.
Like, I'm really just offended that they soft. That's really why they got the 50. Like y'all scared? Don't please. They would have got more attention if they'd have just been like, "We do DEI over here."
Right.
Then it would have been like, you know what?
I would
it's like some black people shit. It's janky. It's like right. It got tape on the wall. I might fuck with them a little bit.
Yeah.
But now it's like, yeah, okay, bye. I'm not really bothered at all.
I definitely watched Halo on there, and they owe me reparations. JL, what about you, man? 0 to 100.
Justin and I will add up to 100.
Okay. 50.
50 as well. Because it's Paramount Plus.
Right.
Where it's like their big selling point is, are you white and want to see shows about white men dominating the country?
Yellowstone.
Yeah.
The whole Yellowstone Enterprise.
It's the Yellowstone MCU now. They got a time traveling one. It's crazy out here.
So it's just if it was something else, I think I'd be like, it's Paramount.
Talking to the
I'm
mic.
Sorry, it's Paramount Plus. It's
okay.
Whatever.
All right, 50-50.
But it's still offensive, but it just doesn't offend as strongly as yeah. If it mattered.
I give it a Jakars because I watch Halo to the end.
Oh, they got you.
I did not.
Yeah.
Who the real sellout?
Yeah.
Y'all giving them money. Oh, my God. Listen, y'all was supposed to boycott today. And y'all are here defending Paramount Plus. Oh, my God.
Hey, y'all know that boycott was happening today?
What yep. Boycott? Where I been? Chad, I don't be following boycott.
Man, nigga, I felt like the biggest coon this morning.
What happened?
I did not know he was boycotting. I bought some shit on Amazon, like, literally last night. And it was delivered overnight. It was a sweater that looked like Boys to Men. I was like, I'm going to be flying this shit. And they delivered it at 4 in the morning, which means a slave did it. Because who the fuck is working at 4 in the morning? Coming to a gated community? Come on. That's slavery. And then I went on Twitter. Like, you know, once I got up, I was looking, scrolling and shit. And it was like, today we stand in solidarity. Mm-mm. I think it was like Karen Hunter Queen. She was like, blackout. And I was like, oh, I done fucked up. I done fucked up. Hope she had me back for Fridays. I just want to be funny. I didn't know we was standing as a people on this shit. I've been trying to get off social media. It's not my fault. I just want to call people coons and eject. Anyway, that's why I give it your cars. All right, we do have a prize for the person that won, that did that. And we now have another selection for the audience. Yes, girl. Okay, a queen. And honestly, is she really even a villain or she just misunderstood? Okay. Well, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. Have you seen what puppies is into these days? They grow into dogs. All right, we're going to have another selection from the audience. Okay, raise your hands if you'd like to pick the next segment. I'm going to let JL do it this time.
Okay, let's do that.
JL, you are now the person with all the power.
JL pick.
Where will you go?
Any... sir, is that a sir? Sir, a man? Like, can a man finally speak? What?
We let him stay on too long. He's going full Rogan. You never go full Rogan. Oh, is that my man Raphael? Raphael! Nigga, you better not type no link into the mic and try to make me do a segment on some shit we wasn't talking about.
Don't buy nothing from him. It is not real, and your ears will turn green.
Damn.
My play.
Right. Check your pockets. Check your wallets. If he walk past you on the way, just make sure you don't sign up for no charities, no Venmos. Don't give him your login information. Yes, he's on your credit. Check your credit card statements when y'all get home. All right, Raphael, what segment would you like us to do?
My plane almost crashed last night, so...
Of course it almost crashed. You probably was fucking on a... You probably wasn't supposed to be on it. Nigga, stowaway.
I did miss my first flight, so yes.
First of all, I'm glad you made it, bro.
Me
seriously.
Too. I'm glad to be in Charlotte for the first time, so...
I always give you a hard time, man, but I love you, bro. Thank you.
I love
you
all, too. So, black capitalism.
Black capitalism, as you said?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I use the accent.
You said it with the accent, man. I didn't want to get it wrong.
You want me to do American accent, too? Yeah, I can do that, too.
Shout out to Will Smith.
Shout out to Will Smith.
All right, let me see if I can find black capitalism. It's funny because I just literally had it. Wait, why is one of them long and one of them short? All right, here we go. Oh, wait, no. It's the wrong one. Give me 1 second, Fell Five. Hold on. Oh, I think last time I just typed in F. There we go. All right, I found it.
Shout out to Will Smith.
I
hear y'all talking.
Why do niggas think Will Smith?
Every day we get into that place.
To mention too, we also do have banners, so we can do all of the segments. It's, you don't have to just, I hope y'all don't feel limited, is what I'm saying. So, black capitalism, which I know y'all pick because that shit is a banger, I know. See what the blacks are up to with their money these days. Me, I fucked up already, okay? I got a sweater and some creatine. It's not, I didn't know. Okay, here we go. Ooh, a black capitalism fave, Gayle King.
Okay.
Oprah friend. Mm-hmm. She joins a historic all-female Blue Origin space mission. Mm. Hey, that shit's so rich. What is Blue Origin?
I have no idea.
Jeff Bezos' space company, isn't it?
Oh, okay. I've never heard of that shit. Mm-mm. Blue Origin? Damn, rich people. Boy, they must be going to Mars and shit on there.
Is the oxygen, like, is she going to get super high when she goes?
I don't know. Right. You know they be flying above the ozone layer and shit? Get you there in 10 minutes. Gayle King, the iconic CBS anchor, is set to join the ranks of some incredible women for Blue. Wait a minute. Wasn't this on that show on Apple TV with the journalisms? Nah. They did this shit in season 2 when the dude from Mad Men showed up. Fuck is the name of that show? Good, the morning show? Yo, they did this. Yeah. Remember she went to space with that nigga? He was a billionaire or something? Life is starting to imitate art.
Why would she do this? Just go to Six Flags like everybody else. Like,
no, she got to do great things.
The flight expected to launch this spring is part of the company's new Shepard program, marking the 11th human mission. Now, it is the 11th mission, so maybe she'll be okay. But I did hear somebody say she's going to die, and this will be a terrible way to die.
Right. Mm-hmm.
This like them people in the submarine that died and no one had sympathy.
And then they will claim that it was a DEI spaceship because Gayle King was on it.
Yep.
Yep.
Elon Musk going to be somewhere being like having to work with black people on the ship.
That's why I don't have any black people in my space program.
I just named my kids after decimal points and shit. Alongside her will be pop star Katy Perry. Got money like that?
Yep.
I didn't know she had Blue Origin money. Damn, girl.
Money long, apparently.
She got a sponsor. Gotta be. Yeah. She gotta have a sponsor.
Philanthropist and journalist Lauren Sanchez. Isn't that just Jeff Bezos' wife
or fiance? Yeah.
This Gayle definitely not going to make it
now. It's blowing up.
He's like, divorce or accident?
The last time he gave half my money, she gave it to those. The last time he lost half his money, it went to HBCU. So right. He's like, nope.
The fact that it's all women feels like Jeff Bezos trying to cover up a murder, right? Oh, no, I wasn't on there because it would be disrespectful to the women, so I let Laura go up by herself, and then it blew up, and I'm sorry y'all lost Gayle King, but, yeah, I'm also dating this new chick.
The fact that Oprah not going to step in and stop her. Oh. Like
Oprah would never.
You already know what happened. She said, Oprah, I'm going on this thing. I was like, bless your heart. You going on Jeff Bezos' rocket? Okay. Former NASA rocket scientist Aisha Bowe. Seems a little bit overqualified. And civil rights activist Amanda Nguyen.
Come on.
Nguyen, but I'm not. I don't
like Vietnamese.
I don't know the race. I'm just saying. Oh. The film producer Kieran Flynn, and it's Kieran Kieranne. That feel black too. They said, "Hey, you in danger, Lauren? Don't do it, girl.
Don't do it."
Don't get on that plane, sis.
Go bungee jumping. So parasailing, something else.
Right. What if all the plane crashes is basically the same thing as the DC sniper, but it's Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world?
Oh, no.
So it's like, if I make a bunch of planes crash and then my shit blow up with my girlfriend on it, like, they going to be like planes was crashing that year, remember?
They all was falling. No, thank you.
That was a dumbass plan by the DC sniper, by the way. I'm going to kill 13 people so they won't catch me killing the one. Like, nigga, that's how they catch people. They kill too many people. It's like textbook how you get caught. I thought Oprah would say, no. She said, I think you don't do it. Why they all come back and you had the opportunity to do it, you will be kicking yourself. She's right, King explained. So Oprah said, go. Oprah said, right. Better you
Everyone
than me.
Everyone gets a funeral.
Oprah really said is it couldn't be me. But.
Yeah, she said, Oprah said, girl, I guess. You got it.
Have fun.
You know how you had that one friend that you can't talk out of the shit anyway, so you got to pretend to be supporting them? Oh, yeah, man, you should totally, like, not take care of that kid or whatever the fuck you just said, nigga. You gonna do it. Now it's time for King to take the next step into the unknown, and it's clear that she's excited for the adventure ahead. I'm really excited and actually looking forward to it, she said, prepping for her historic ride into space. This spring, we'll be watching Gayle King and her powerhouse crew make history. Not show that shit in classrooms, because that's what happened with me and the Challenger, and I ain't been right since.
I know when Oprah got that call, she said, who all going to be there? And she was like, you know what? Suddenly I got plans. I can't make it.
All right, who did that? Raphael, come get your gift, man. You are the prize. Yeah, come through. You got learn to read tarot cards.
Oh, my God. Another scam? Another way to... Oh! I mean, no disrespect. No disrespect, but...
Actually, you got a frisbee. And you got a chair, a decorative chair.
Way to keep the people safe. What?
We cannot give that. Oh, we cannot give this nigga no tarot cards.
Don't.
Motherfucker,
somebody
gonna be
else go get the tarot cards.
He will be in your auntie's bank account in no time. I don't know. The money was in there this morning. All right. Who wants to pick the next segment? Karen, you pick.
Lady in the striped shirt.
Striped shirt, come on down. Don't worry, there's plenty more prizes to give away, guys. A lot. So many, it's crazy. What segment would you like to cover, Stripey?
Gender wars.
Gender wars! Oh, man. It's been a minute. I think I got to go in my special folder to find that shit.
I know. We got it way back.
Oh, damn. I'm not even finding the Gender Wars sound effect. I'm sorry, guys. I forget what it was called now.
The computer wasn't even ready for that one.
Yeah. I guess I haven't updated this as much as I thought I did. All right, then. We'll just play a random beat for now and pretend that it's Gender Wars. DJ Joplin. No, that shit was
shout out to the bass
out.
Man, because that bass is like boom, God boom, damn. Boom, 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 boom.
They knew their audience.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to do that. All right, let's see what we got for Gender Wars. And I guess we're going to find out if the audio works through this thing on the screen. Share my screen real quick, everybody. Boom. All right, should be seeing my screen now. All right, now let's get to these damn Gender Wars. See what she's talking about. I don't remember this lady. But the way y'all groaned, I feel like y'all know her.
I have no idea.
Tell me, this is the way that we finna start our movie wrong.
Okay, so on the screen it says, does setting a budget limit for a woman on the first date show financial boundaries, or is it just plain disrespectful? Now, I'd like to remind everybody here at Gender Wars, because I can feel it bubbling up in the room. This is not us picking a side between the men and the women. It's us judging the quality of the content. Mm-hmm. I don't know these people. They don't know us. They probably made this shit up so we could fight. But I want to see, should they deserve like an Oscar for it? Or do they get a Razzie? So let's go back to this. Here we go.
Listen, I was just told just a few minutes ago, okay, after I ordered my appetizer, that...
Okay, already... I find it hard to believe that this is happening, mostly because she's got the phone turned towards her still in the restaurant on the date. If she was in the car after being like, y'all ain't gonna believe what this nigga did, I believe that.
Right.
But like, is she about to turn the camera around this nigga on the other side like, well, I said $40. Like, nobody would have stayed there for that. We all know how the internet works now. But okay, let's see where they go.
My budget for my date, my first date, is $30. Like, where they do that at? You know what I mean?
And that's a good number. That's a fighting number. Because $30, you got to make decisions. Do you want a drink and an appetizer? Or do you want an appetizer and a kid's meal? 30 ain't what it used to be.
No, it is not.
You got to go to Applebee's or some shit to get like a 2 for $30. You can't. They not making no. You can't get a Happy Meal and like a Big Mac for two for $30.
You can't even go to McDonald's no more.
All right, let's see what's happening.
You're supposed to be a grown.
Oh, the nigga is.
Is that Raphael? Is that you, Raphael? Quit playing. Quit playing, dog. We know that's you. We know that's you, Raphael. Stop playing in our faces.
Is it what he called?
First of all, what? What?
Oh, dude, he got a Bluetooth. Where his blinking Bluetooth?
Hey, why does nigga look like
you? He smell like cool water.
Why does nigga look like Music the Soul Child?
Yes. You know his pain starts so hard that cut your throat.
Oh, my God. Okay, so this player.
I mean, are you recording me? You're being loud.
Really?
Disrespectful. We're in a restaurant.
Never.
You can't conduct yourself like.
Okay, so y'all having a whole conversation, and he's willing to play? That's not, he would get up and walk out, right? Like, somebody pull out a camera, hey, man, so this day sucks ass, and you cheat. Okay, well, let me calmly explain myself. See, it's fake. It's obviously
it,
fake.
It depends on, it really does. It really just depends on what she's looking like. And when you decide enough is enough.
Okay, let me remind Justin of the rules. We're not picking
the side.
We're not picking the side. We're asking how good is this content? Do you believe it? Is it well acted?
This is
the best thing so far is the wardrobe. You got to give it up. Soon as I saw that man, I said, he make people pay $30 maximum.
He ain't spending none of his big pimping money.
He pull out a calculator in the middle of the day, like, hold on now, hold on, with tax. See, you tripping. You tripping right now.
Mature lady.
I am conducting myself.
I gave you $30 budgets.
No, so $30.
You think you're going to get a chance to talk anymore.
Oh, you know what I just realized? If he was sitting there the whole time, he let her talk that first 30 seconds by herself. Mm-hmm. Not real. It's not real.
No, it's not real.
I do have a serious question, though.
Okay. Oh, really? Now? Okay,
serious question.
Ahead.
It's not his fault. He was duped.
That's not a fucking question. Do you know the question is?
And so because it's not his fault.
Statement.
Hold on.
Did you take English?
I didn't even get to finish. I didn't even get to finish.
You're sticking a lot of statements into this
question.
Wow.
You going to interrupt the light-skinned man? Wow. Wow.
It's a lot of periods.
Wow.
A lot of periods on this question, sir. Go ahead.
This DEI, I guess. Okay. Wow. Wow.
You put the DEI in light skinned it did.
Thank you. Thank you. With pride. So because of this, right? Because of all those things, I gotta say.
Yep. Yes. He acting up. Go ahead, man. Finish. Damn.
I'm just saying.
People want their prize.
Can we really be disappointed in the storyline? I'm sure he had no input into this.
You don't think they rehearsed this?
Correct. Can we really be mad at him?
Okay.
This felt like a bad reenactment of better content.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he just playing alone. He didn't have a choice.
Yeah. You know what's really sad? I'll just look now on Instagram. This shit got 56,000 likes. What is wrong with people?
And this is not good.
And you know they wasn't liking it like us where it was like, this is good content. They was liking it like, I believe him. Okay, $30 in this economy? Oh, my God.
Because, you know what, he's saying all this stuff about me, and it's not true.
You think I'm going to let you order up this whole menu? And
the whole menu?
Think you're trying to play?
The whole menu? See, nigga, you lying. You could have said, you know what would have made this good? If he would have picked two things that added, like, to $31. This shit would have been platinum. He would have been like, no, you ordered a $17 drink, $14 appetizer. That is $31. You had a limit. You got to put two shrimp back. Let me eat two shrimp, and then we'll call it 30, and just I'll eat a tip. But chalk this up as a loss. That's going into your next date as a deficit. You owe $25 next date because it's the tax. All right. I'm not going to lie. This is 0 to 10. Let's score it. Karen, you go first.
This gets a 1 because y'all know me. I'm big on energy. And the energy is low. Like if we're about to have an argument, I like high energy on both ends. Maybe it's just me. For me to believe that we're actually having an argument, it's too laid back. Mm. And my thing is, like, you in a restaurant, y'all ain't turned over no chairs. I don't see alcohol flying. Mm-hmm. I don't see nobody say, how dare you?
So you're like, saying they not committed?
No, you're not committed to the bits.
You got to go all the way. But I do love a good gender wars. I appreciate everybody picked it. Justin, what would you give him, 0 to 10?
1. No, it was too early.
See, I think you have to give it a higher score because your ass fell for it. You was in here like, nah, see, because a black man already only makes 75% what the white man make. And women, they supposed to be loving us.
I give Turk a $30 budget.
I really almost said, you know what? She's hard on him. He's probably one of those government hires that just lost his job.
Oh, no.
Hey, if he would have really been Music to Soul Child and started singing, no, I would have died. I must be half crazy and half app from these apps. Just JL, what about you, man? 0 to 10.
It's a 0.
0. The dreaded 0. Yeah.
The camera quality. Not even a point for camera quality?
I give it a 2 for the clothes. I like what they had on. I really like his fit because it took me back to a time with music and Jill Scott.
Low key.
And D'Angelo was my childhood.
You could eat good for 30 back then too.
Right. If you could go to CC's Pizza for $6.44.
Yes, you could.
It had $24 left over for dollar movies, anything you wanted. Make African America great again. That's my platform.
Yo, they might bring Layaway back.
All right, let me give a prize to who guessed that one? You get a prize striped shirt, and then we'll have someone come up. Who wants to pick the next topic? Justin, I'll let you pick.
Man, I don't know if I can say this person's name because I'm out loud.
Can't say their name. Well, just point at them.
Their real name.
Can you point at the person?
Well, let's go to TPS.
Oh, Miss Smart.
Thank you, Pretty Smart.
All right. Let's go with Miss Smart. Watch out, Wallace, too. She's a Detroit player.
Okay.
All right. What segment would you like?
Racism.
Oh, guess the race.
Okay.
Wait. Is this fucking with black people or guess the race? There's a lot of racism on the show.
Okay, guess.
Now that you made me reflect.
Guess the race.
Guess the race. Okay.
It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race.
None of y'all cheat by looking at my screen. I'm trusting y'all to be honest, even you, Justin.
Your turn.
Oh, wait, now my screen messed up. All right, there we go. Content creator arrested for urinating on grocery store food and filming it for social media.
We know.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Ironically, she did it while lip syncing Trump, and she went more viral than JL did.
Oh.
She just signed with CAA, according to this article. We kid, JL. A New Hampshire content creator is facing serious charges after allegedly contaminating food at a local grocery store with her urine, all while filming the act for social media. Okay, let's see what else they have.
A&P.
Not A&P.
K&P. That's why he's the best, guys. Key Maine police arrested 23-year-old Kelly Tedford on Friday, February 21st, after an anonymous tip led them to investigate disturbing videos she had posted online. Authorities say one of the clips showed her contaminating food products at the Manadoc Food Co-op.
Oh, wait, that's a co-op, though.
Who shops
What's
at co-op?
Is this like the farmer's market? What is that?
Tedford has been charged with felony criminal mischief. That's it?
Oh, it's a felony?
All right. Guess the race. We'll go down, and then we'll let Ms. Smart go. Karen, guess the race.
White.
Justin?
Oh, for sure, white.
Okay. JL?
White.
It's a tough one for you, buddy.
Oh, I said white.
Okay, I could barely hear you.
I gave a dramatic pause, so they thought I was thinking about it.
And Miss Smart, would you like to play too?
Yeah, I'll do it. So based on the fact that it was a co-op.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and say someone who drinks raw milk white.
Oh, my God. Well, the correct answer is everyone guessed the same thing. And you all got it right. He was right. I don't even know if the applause is playing, but y'all guys are clapping. That's fine. Let me give you a prize. And let me show you guys the picture of her as well. Let's see. That's her.
You can't give TPS some tarot cards either.
No, the longer we go, the more quicker we got to get this shit away.
That's a whole criminal enterprise right there.
I know. She going to be the one scamming. She going to show up next month trying to tell us our futures and shit. You need to give me all your money and then it'll work out. I promise. All right. Next person who wants to pick a segment that we do. Oh, I'm still on screen. Okay, that's not good. Y'all don't need this. This is just giving away clues. Display. But yeah, who wants to go next? Who wants to go next? And Justin, is your turn to pick or is it JL?
I pick JL.
JL, your turn to pick somebody.
All the way in the vest. In the vest.
In the vest.
Row.
Last row in the vest. All right,
men need a voice, too.
You can tell JL be on stage, because how can you even see back there?
Men need to be heard.
I'm on my tippy toes. Sorry about my height.
No, you don't need to apologize about your height, man. Don't listen to what them people be saying, bro. Short people are super predators. I'm married to one. They will get you out of here, buddy. Think about all the short people that fight in the NBA. It be the shortest niggas that throw hands, bro. I don't want them problems. I am grown. What segment would you like to see us cover?
Can we do Guess the Race again?
Yeah, we could do Guess the Race again. As soon as I pull, you know, let's go more race it. Now, can they handle that in here? I don't know if they can. You know, I'm going to just go to regular Guess the Race for now. Let's see.
It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race. It's time to guess the race.
All right.
This is the one time black people like racism.
Right? Because finally we get to do it. Damn. It's fucked up because we be more racist against ourselves. In the chat room, they be like, oh, I already know who it is. Tyrannicus. Family Dollar worker.
Right. Here we go.
Okay. They need to know what state. Okay. Family Dollar worker attacked during attempted toilet paper heist.
Toilet paper?
A North Carolina woman. Come on and raise up.
What was the ply?
Right, Ms. Barnes, the city matter, right?
A North Carolina woman is behind bars after assaulting a Family Dollar worker who tried to stop her from escaping with a, what the fuck, what are you, a hero? Are you Mr. Dollar? What the fuck you care about telling motherfucker in the parking lot, like, not over my dead body. You won't be wiping your ass, not for this 735 an hour. Mr. Dollar entrusted me. I signed a sacred pact when I put on this name tag and this red vest. But yeah, she was trying to escape with a shopping cart packed with valuable electronic items. Items. First of all, shout out to this Family Dollar for still having shopping carts. You don't see that often. Most of them just turned over in the parking lot as grills. Sorry, correction. Okay, her name is Lakina Stanley. She's 44. She was collared yesterday for attacking the female employee on a purloined. I said collared, not colored, guys. It's not. Collared is a thing that people say about criminals. You're collared. You guys never watched a detective show? Collared. She was collared, like a, you know, like put in handcuffs. Not like greens. She was collared and hog mauled. Oh, I was wrong. It was greens. I'm sorry. She was collared yesterday for attacking a female employee over a purloined $6 pack of toilet paper. Ooh. Just found out you can get toilet paper for $6 at Family Dollar. Y'all better hurry up. These Trump prices is getting crazy. I kill a man for two-ply. When Stanley seen that Wright sought to shoplift from the Family Dollar in High Point.
Oh, okay.
Sounds like that just gave something away. Why people groan at High Point, huh? You know, I just thought it's good no white person pick Guess the Race, because then, like, what if they right? Now they got to leave. The worker, who we don't have her picture, but her name is Deja Pierce, 29. She attempted to stop the toilet paper heist. You know what?
Oh, I know why.
Yeah.
But it's for my guess.
So you know what, though? I feel like if you take something as disrespect, I can see you fighting over that, but it's not really about Mr. Dollar no more. Like, you had to call me what you call me. All right. Deja Pierce, 29. Pierce told the cops she tried to lock and block the door when a female attempted to leave with a pack of toilet paper. After Stanley pulled Miss Pierce's hair in an attempt to move, the two fought. Police subsequently told Stanley found her circulating the area near the Family Dollar and arrested her for assault and attempted larceny. She has also been charged with a third misdemeanor for allegedly damaging Pierce's iPhone during the. Ooh, that's a felony.
That's, yo.
Yeah, iPhone was expensive.
That's how they get you.
Going to jail now.
That's how they get you. You throw somebody's iPhone on the ground, nigga. That's $4,000. You better hope they paid it off. Stanley. You be in jail like, they ain't have insurance. Stanley, who was locked up without bond, was expected to make an initial court appearance today. All right, guess the race, Karen?
I'm going black.
Karen's going black for Lakina Stanley. Justin?
See, the worker really was like, not during Black History Month. I'm trying to save you. This ain't the month. A few more days. You all the toilet paper you want.
She turned into that woman on Jay-Z 22 twos at the end.
Yes. Like,
this is why our people don't have anything. Because we don't know how to go into places and act.
Right.
What about you, JL?
Black.
Okay. Right. And brother that picked the guess the race?
Black.
All right. Everyone said black. Everyone, you got it correct. Let me share my screen with y'all so y'all can see what she look like. I know. This is what happens. Move all this stuff out the way for y'all. That's her.
It's not representative of all of North Carolina.
Oh, wait, it's still not showing it. Hold on. I hit the wrong button.
But High Point is, you know, it's kind of ratchet.
Okay, no there disrespect. It is. All right,
no disrespect to Guilford County.
I know.
She did that.
She looked like
Zoe Saldana when they kick her out of Paramount Plus.
She looked like that. Y'all ever see that video of James Brown where he's sweating and he be rocking?
All right.
This person, you won. Reva, the third sister from Star Wars, the black one. You want a chair, a decorative chair, and stretchy feet of fun, watermelon scented. Because we know you guys love watermelon. They were all out of chicken. We'll be right back.
They were all out of chicken.
I want to know why you moved the gifts over there, Karen. I had already picked out what I was going to keep.
I told you, do not qualify.
You're a loser. All right. Next person. Let's. Who is? It's Karen, right? Okay. To the left. Karen is having a hard time.
I am.
Just close your eyes, Karen, and point.
Oh, my God. I'm having a hard time. You know what? I'm actually going to pick you.
Who? What the fuck? What the fuck? Y'all knew he was here the whole time?
Did not know. Had no idea.
Is that Keith Mallory from Keith and the Girl?
This one's for you? Nah, this one's for who?
Us.
This is so fun. I had to break it.
We had to rep white people represent. We see y'all in the house.
Thank you. What a fun night. This is so cool. This is so awesome. JL, great job. I'm from New York, too, though. You don't go to Harris Teeter for the fucking blueberries. You go for the fucking rotisserie chicken. $7.99, not even on sale. What the fuck? And by the way, the rest of the panel, that's Kara Knightley.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you.
And look at those fucking great bodacious curves.
Yeah.
Wake up.
I'm sorry. You got me.
Thank you.
What segment would you like to hear now?
Well, there's a lot of segments I don't feel comfortable picking, first of all. I'll take the response from my seat. And as for the prize, you can just Amazon it to me.
Okay, I got you.
Because I love the song so much, I'll take Sword Ratchetness, please.
Sword Ratchetness. All right.
Thank you.
See what these swords sound like. There we go. It's a very long sound effect.
One day he gonna survive. He always dies. Always.
Authorities arrest a Pea Ridge man in Missouri after sword stabbing pursuit. Wait, there's a comma between sword stabbing and pursuit, but I feel like you can't do commas like that. They can't do that much. That comma is LeBron James. This motherfucker getting all the stats. A 40-year-old Pea Ridge man is in custody at the Newton County Jail in Missouri after police say he stabbed his father and wife before... Leading the
everybody, right? You get some.
That's so fucked up that I'm like, what they do? That's a weird combination. If you stab two parents, okay. You stab your wife, I get it. Your father and your wife? Shit. Damn, motherfucker.
Something happened. It didn't go down right.
Carl Adrian was arrested Thursday after the Pea Ridge police responded to a physical disturbance call on Dobson Street. Officers learned Adrian had taken off in a vehicle after attacking his family members with a small decorative sword, which they put in quotes, which is how it should always be. All swords are swords. They all work. There were two people that were hurt in the incident by stabbing with the sword, said Sergeant John Langham of the Pea Ridge Police Department. While they did receive injuries, neither one of them went with the ambulance to the hospital, and they both sought medical attention on their own after the fact.
Wait, they didn't get injuries? But
have y'all seen how much ambulances cost? Listen, if I can limp there, I'm going to figure it out. Them ambulance bills be putting you people in the hospital, too, with strokes, heart attacks.
I just imagine them bleeding out. Like, we can Uber them.
It's cheaper.
See, that's what's wrong with this generation. We soft.
You're not getting in my car. I'm sorry. All this leaking.
All the agencies that were involved, Benton County Jail was the primary agency that was involved in that. It did not cross state lines into Missouri, as I understand it. So there was some Missouri agencies. What the fuck is he talking about? Anyway, we do know that there will be felony charges. We're just not prepared at this time to actually discuss. Well, good. Let me know when he's sentenced. Death penalty. All right. We have no one to give the prize to because Keith was a generous white man during Black History Month. Didn't want to take up too much space. So somebody pick a new person. Justin, you want to pick? Okay. Who is that, Miss Barnes? Come on up, Miss Barnes.
Hello.
Hey, yes. What segment would you like to hear?
How about some banter?
Banter! That is a bop. Please, Lord, let me have saved it on here. Oh, wait, that's the wrong folder. And that's the wrong folder. Oh, my God, it's not on here. Oh, I'm about to have to do some, watch this. I think I can search for it on my email. Yeah, I can. I can search for it, and I can re-download it live on the air here and then replay it. Damn. God, please make this work. Mm-hmm. All right, let's see. Open it.
Do you have any banter? Do you have any banter? Do you have any banter? Banter, 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 banter. Do you have any banter? Have any banter?
Okay, I do have banter. Can you have banter? Mm-hmm. All right, we'll try to go through it kind of quick. Isn't regular sex outcest?
With you.
Why isn't there a category for that? What if I just like regular sex? We can't just have intraracial. It gotta always be inter. All right, Karen, it's on to you.
I think my passport is the best purchase I've made in my life. I went to DMV. And I did not know that, I don't know if it's a rule here in North Carolina, but somebody was trying to get, because now they're making us get them with them real IDs. And so with the real IDs, you can't just come in there. You have to have, like, all this extra documentation, which can be financial hindering to a lot of people. And so one lady I was speaking to at DMV said that she tried to, because you either have to have a birth certificate or passport. Mm-hmm. You have to have, like, a lot of documentation. And so she was like, yeah, I tried with my birth certificate, but I'm married. And my name on my birth certificate does not match my name on my ID. Mm. So I had to use my passport. Mm-mm-mm. And we got our passport some years ago, and I was like, that's the best purchase ever. And I'm going to tell you right now, I love my husband very dearly, and I love the name of Myro. But if I was getting married now, there would be no Myro. It would be my regular name, so that all my documentations would be the same, because that's very irritating. And I was thinking about this, I say, the thing is, people get caught up in the matrix, because that rule was for LGBTQ people. That's what that rule was for. Like, because, you know, you change your name for your gender, or you just felt like changing your name. But somebody like me who just got married, all of a sudden, I fall in that because I changed my name. So I'm getting punished also. So I tell people things matter when they passing all these laws and you think you're not going to be impacted by it. You will be you will be caught in a net that you didn't know that you were swimming in. Mm-hmm. Mm.
All right.
Hey, Rod.
Give what prize?
Rod, may I ask one question?
Oh, yes. Go ahead, JL. Yes. Would you like the banter as well?
No Tomorrow sounds like a Tyler Perry movie.
What, 3 minutes in, I just become evil for no reason?
Smoking a cigarette.
So take, you don't want to change your name, bitch?
Take my name.
What's wrong with my last name? This is why I'm having sex with your cousin, your sister, your mama sometimes.
Everybody.
All right, come get your prize, Miss Barnes. A Star Wars advent calendar. All right, somebody else. We got till 9 o'clock. We're going to see how many more we can get. Raise your hand if you'd like to be picked. Whose turn is to pick?
Is it me?
Is it JL?
JL.
Can I get the lights up in the back right?
Back right? Okay, lights up.
You, ma'am, second row, yes.
Yes! My girl! Hey!
So I just need to hear a little more banter from Karen.
Yes.
The caller the other week was tripping.
Yes.
We love
thank you.
Karen. Karen always got something to say. Karen speaks for me, so I want to hear what Karen got to say. I need
yes.
a little more banter.
Do you have any banter? Do you have any banter? Do you have any banter? Banter, 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 banter. Do you have any banter?
Another round of banter. As a funny black kid who grew up in a black neighborhood, playing dozens and talking shit to people, sometimes I wonder if I accidentally turn any of them into Republicans. Because that could be on me, right? Like, if you think about every black Republican origin story is the same shit. They said I talked white and I liked anime or some shit. And I was definitely picking on niggas that talked white and liked anime, even with me liking anime. So, like, I know that was just part of the dozens. You go after their weakness. But now, they could be stripping the rights out of hood or whatever. You know what I'm like? What if, like, in a circular way, we are responsible for our own fucking bullshit that we got to deal with because it's like somebody wasn't nice to Herman Cain. You know what I mean? Now, here we are being like, damn, I guess we can't vote no more. That's maybe we shouldn't have said that nigga was, his hair looked like cornrows that didn't quite roll. You know what I mean? We shouldn't have said that.
Oh, no.
I think they called Clarence Thomas, like, the blackest nigga in America, and he took that personally. He became the Michael Jordan of grievance racism. He was like, well, now no one has rights. How about that? You're all the blackest to me. You think they have Republican meetings and we just origin stories and shit? Hi, my name is Carl or whatever. I got these khaki pants from the store and my bully's name was Rod. He said my mother was so black she didn't attend night school. It doesn't even make sense because night schools have lights. Anyway, that's why I'm voting against this bill for black maternal health. I'm like, oh. All right, Karen, your turn.
Me and Roger went to Bojangles the other day, y'all. And I think AI is a grift. And we pulled up, and Bolinda greeted us. I was
yes!
like, that is not your name. I know nobody named Bolinda.
Hold up. Karen, you got to explain. It wasn't a person named Bolinda. It was that white AI girl voice.
Yes.
And she was like, hi, welcome to Bojangles. I'm Bolinda. How may I help you? I was like,
man. And after we made our order, I was looking at her. I was like, who the fuck is a Bolinda? Who is this bitch?
And then it's fucked up because AI don't really work because after you ask it to do something, then a black person always come on.
Yes, I told you it is a grift.
Yeah.
It is a grift.
What if Bojangles is Asian, though? So, like, the last name is Bo.
Oh,
and it goes first.
And
so,
she
like,
said,
it's,
she's
it's
Japanese.
Jangles married
right.
Linda.
Okay,
and now
yeah.
Bo Linda and Bo Jangles.
I can see that working. You know what I mean? That might. Now, if they made Korean fried chicken, they might fuck around. They double fried. Man, if they double fried Bojangles fried chicken,
oh,
though.
That shit will be flames.
Crack cocaine is back on the streets.
Yeah.
I'm sucking dick for chicken.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, well, let me get a prize out. Thank you for picking the banter. Wait, what is this? Oh, wait, these are just regular tiles. Are we out of prizes? Oh, man, we are out of prizes. Now we just got a box of decorative chairs. I didn't know we gave everything away. Damn. I got a little too heavy.
You were rushing. That's on him, y'all.
She said, I knew but J.O. was going to pick me. That's why I have my titties out. And I said, that's strategy. Okay? Y'all in here playing checkers.
That is not Tim Duncan
okay.
over there.
Yes. Yeah, no side move. We got the
that
whole
That is John pack. Wall doing the Dougie.
That was Anthony Edwards.
Yes. You're going to ball hard.
Listen. Okay, when they sitting. Don't let them go to waste.
Titties be tittying.
Yeah.
And it's all good.
Mm-hmm. We love to see it. Well, listen, that we're out of prizes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're basically out of I left my wallet in my dressing room on purpose because I know you niggas. I know you. You like to think you slick. Y'all saw I was taking them pictures. I'm just joking, guys. Black people don't steal. It's jokes. White people in this room don't go back and propagate that. But we didn't. There were some segments we didn't get to that I still would like to do.
We can do that.
Let's do this.
Let me see what you want to be. You better move your body. You better move your feet. And I want to grow. Show me what's cool. Ride and carry, baby. LGBTQ news. I heard things down, we still grind. We lit. But y'all still shine, know you wanna ride. We lit. Cause you can't do what you're about to do. We lit. But I got eyes on the tip. LGBTQ news.
All right, now for the saddest fucking news of the show. Teaspoon of sugar. The Pentagon. Yeah. It's never
That's
good.
That's how we party up front.
It's never good at the Pentagon.
Let's just hear Pete Hegseth out, please.
The Pentagon orders removal of transgender troops, giving military 30 days to identify members for discharge. So now you got to out people.
Oh, no.
Took it to the next level.
But how shitty are you if you out your like fellow
right.
like platoon member.
You know who's gonna
do it. You saved my life, now get the fuck out.
You know who's gonna do it. I hate to say it, it's going to be some apple-headed ass white girl, man. It's how it always go. They're going to be like, she finished faster than me in the fucking shooting test. Check her for a penis. Boom. Kick her out. That's how it always breaks down. The solidarity always breaks down by one white lady not getting what she wants. Be like, nope, no one swims that good. Remember that woman that got knocked out in the Olympics and accused somebody of being trans? Because she got knocked out. It wasn't even a trans person. She was just like, no one can hit that hard and be a woman.
The worst part of that, though, is I think she apologized, but, like, Republicans here now.
Nah, they don't need no apology. Republicans was like, that's a man. It's like, what are y'all doing at this point? No one. We've moved on. A memo sent to the Defense Department leaders on. That's another thing. This fucking administration. All they do is send shit through, like, memos. Nothing be legal at all. Mm-hmm. It's vibes. Hey, guys, on Fridays, we eat fish now. I guess we got to do it. That's what he said. Should we sue? I don't. They outlined the new order, which requires military services to track and identify troops diagnosed with or receiving treatment for gender dysphoria by March 26. Once identified, the military will have another 30 days to initiate their removal from service. The mandate, yeah, it's a lot. That's the other thing. If you're going to fire me, can we just do this shit today?
Right. Why are we wasting time?
I got to wait 60 days for a nigga to come forward, then another motherfucker to be like, they is transgender, I guess. And then I get fired. Like, I would like to go ahead and start my unemployment tonight. Let me just file these benefits and get the hell out of here.
It is an opportunity, though, to just somebody you don't like. Like, even if they not gay, you can be like,
start spreading rumors. And
I've been my chance to get him up out of here, boy.
That's what's going to happen. The mandate raises concerns about how service members will be identified with no clear system in place. Oh,
of
a system
not.
In place? You I know we don't do that.
System. I just gave you the system.
Right. Military leaders may have to rely on troops self-reporting. I'm not reporting on my fucking self. You're going to have to find these chromosomes, bitch. I'm not giving up this good military check. Do you understand? I would kill people for this. That's what it means to be in the military.
Yes.
Y'all might just on a whim wake up and be like, we not fucking with them no more. Y'all got to go do some killing. If I'm willing to kill for it, I'm not going to go up there and be like, guys, I used to be a woman. Go ahead and take my check. Fuck that. Mm-mm. Oh, my gun, nigga. The process of enforcing the order remains uncertain, adding to the controversy surrounding the policy. According to a senior defense official, approximately 4,200 transgender service military members are currently serving in active duty. Not if you take that poll today. It's down to 3. I don't know what happened. Everybody seemed pretty certain what their gender is. It just leave people alone. And the reserves, these individuals now face potential removal under the new Pentagon directive. What the fuck is the vision of our military supposed to be? It's going to be like 6 white boys that play Call of Duty a lot.
And you know what?
We ain't going to have nobody left.
Nope, and they're going to start drafting. Like, a lot of these people, they're going to mess fuck around, and their sons and their daughters and shit going to get drafted.
And them rich people ain't getting drafted.
They're having trouble, like, recruiting the military, so they like, and it's not because of wokeness, it's because of fitness and intelligence, and that's true. And
yeah,
and so they're blaming other problems with our country on, you know, however many few transgender troops and who did make it into the military,
right.
Also, so
all right, let's go to another segment we didn't get to do, but I like this bop, so I'm gonna play it.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Who knows? Exactly.
Yeah, y'all know.
You already know Karen,
nobody.
Don't know.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's see if Karen knows who these people are.
That'd be my first guess half the time. Yes, a singer.
Okay. How about this? Lil Reese.
Who?
Yeah. Is that a comedian?
Lil Reese slapped with multi-year prison sentence over assault of family member.
Ooh.
It's so funny, man. Remember when Lil used to mean...
with both hands? What's happening here?
Remember when Lil used to mean adorable?
Yes.
We was alive for that. That's not that long ago. Like 15 years ago, you call somebody Lil, it's like, oh, Lil. Lil, now I'm so scared of these YNs, dog. You tell me Lil, somebody looking for me, I'm like, bro, I'm not even going to the basketball court today, bro. It's not. Please tell Lil, it's not even that serious, man. But y'all know who the YNs are, guys. Come on. Wait till the white people find that one out. It's going to go like, woke. Fox News is going to be like, these YNs out here are. They fired two YN generals, four-star generals today. They don't never get the slang exactly right. It just means nigga.
You can use it at work for a few more months.
So, according to legal docs, he obtained by All Hip Hop, the crack legal team at All Hip Hop. The ruling on the sentence occurred several months ago on October 16th. That's why it's All Hip Hop. This shit happened months ago. They just now found it out. months ago, October 16th in Harris County, Texas, court records show his projected release date on February 6th in 2029. Damn. That's going to be a minute. He might miss all Trump, though. Low key. However, he going to get out like, y'all did this shit again? He was terrible the first time. However, Reese will become eligible for parole in August 2026. The conviction stems from an incident in March 2022 when Reese was accused of physically attacking his then-girlfriend. According to the victim, he punched her in the face and strangled her during a violent altercation.
Ooh.
Child. Leaving her gasping for air and fearing for her life. Damn. What was the start of this?
Right.
He slapped with multi-year prison sentence over assault of family members. So it was another person he fucked up to?
Apparently so. This man got everybody them hands.
Got a strangling problem. Recent legal troubles have compounded his criminal record. You never want to compound your criminal record. I'm not a lawyer. JL is. I'm just gonna tell you right now, don't compound your criminal records. Keep them shits unpounded. Including a September arrest for allegedly attacking the same ex-girlfriend at a Houston strip club. Oh. This is thing. Authorities claim Reese attempted to kiss the woman early one morning outside the strip club. She rejected his advances.
He allegedly what is this?
Punched him and punched her and strangled her. The rapper was arrested. I feel like he did this shit.
I don't think he did it too.
I'm going. Excuse me. I'm going to pardon him very strongly, and then we're gonna have him run HUD. We're gonna have him run HUD, which has urban.
Oh no!
He's a smart guy. Very, very unfair.
Lil Reese gonna be at the next Black History Month celebration. Just look at the coons. I don't understand what's wrong with y'all. You need a man to run America. I don't know. I agree, baby boo. That's my Snoop. All right. It's 9 o'clock on the dot. We're gonna wrap this thing up, guys. This has been very fun.
This has been fun. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody online.
Thank you, everybody that came out. Thank you to the people online. Thank you to the people at the Blumenthal. Thank you to Queen City Podcast Network. Thank you to JL Covan for making this possible.
Yeah.
We're going to keep his career going, guys. 2026, he's finally going to blow up. It's going to happen. And we'll see you guys. We're probably going to take the week off. Honestly, I'm tired.
Me too. I'm very tired.
But we'll see you guys when we get back if we still have rights. Thank you so much. Until next time, I love you.
I love you too.
One, two, three, cheese! Yeah.